Hey, before we get started, I wanted to let you know that the audio version is always going to be available, and you can check on social media, and you can see all of the cards that came out, right? But if you want to see the video version, you can go to YouTube, and it'll be available there. LVX Media Net, it's the same thing, same handle that we use everywhere. So if you want to see the video version, you can go there. If you want to continue doing audio only, that's entirely up to you. Either way, I appreciate you being here. So let's get to it. All right, another ooky spooky session begins. This is your reading for the week of December 15th through December 21st. Off the top, if you want to see how I put all of this together, go to patreon.com/LVXMediaNet. You can see the whole shebang. There's a whole ritual that goes into it. So before we start, I want you to get a question very clear in your mind. Preferably yes or no, but it doesn't have to be. All right. So let's get started with the card layout that we have here. Our starting energy of the week here in the first position is the inverted Knight of Cups. Now, this is, the keywords here are disappointment, turmoil, or avoiding conflict. But avoiding conflict, going along to get along, you know what I mean? In our second position, we have this, the Lovers. This is our struggle or obstacle. Now, despite the name, this does not necessarily mean romance, right? It's just unions, partnerships, or relationships of any kind. In our third position here, we have the Nine of Wands. Now, this is what we're focusing on and embracing this week. So the Nine of Wands is perseverance and persistence. Our discard position, discarding things that are not serving us, is the inverted Five of Cups. From here, we're looking at acceptance, contentment, or moving on. It's not, maybe contentment isn't the right word, because this is, you're not moving on or accepting things because they're going great, right? Our spiritual exercise down here in the fifth position is justice. This card represents truth, honesty, integrity, and justice. No shit. Here, in our self-care position, this is the Fool. Innocence, originality, and idealism. Right. Now, our supplementary cards that we have here on the outside. Our sixth instinct is unfriendly. It's pretty straightforward, right? I have a hostile attitude. Our sixth instinct is artisan. This is someone who, skilled craft worker. Our angel number, it's already upright because I'm very good at this. I'm very professional. This is a 2222. This is balance, humility, and patience. And our standard cartomancy is the Eight of Diamonds. So this is careful planning and resource management. All right. Into the whole thing. Now, based solely on keywords, this card right here, the inverted Knight of Cups, sounds like a really bad energy to start the week with and carry throughout the week. But there's plenty of upside to getting this card in our first position. I think that we can take the keywords of disappointment and avoiding conflict to mean that we're letting our emotions control our direction more than we should. And that when we act without rationale, we tend to be disappointed with the outcomes. The key takeaway to me is that while this card may sound like shit, there's more to consider than just the face. Moving here to the Lovers in the struggle position, it's not a great sign. There's no way around that. Sorry. The Lovers usually signifies balance and harmony in partnerships and relationships. So if we consider the starting energy of the Knight of Cups inverted up here, it seems to me that we may not be meeting people where they are. We're all familiar with the golden rule, treating people how we'd like to be treated. But I think in this context, when we're getting the lovers here, that we might want to consider the platinum rule, which is treating others how they would like to be treated. The obstacle that we're trying to overcome this week seems to me is that we're treating people the way that we would want to be, we would want reciprocated. But a good way to think about this is like, how do you tell the difference between golden and platinum rule? Is think about love languages. How do you express love for others? How do you want love to be expressed to you? It's different for everyone, right? Now, our focus this week is perseverance. The Nine of Wands in this position is a clear message that while things may not be going as well as we'd like, this is not the time to give up. It's a battle that might feel all too familiar. Maybe you've had this same argument over and over, but perhaps it's outside perspective that may be what you need to refresh the will to continue this, what feels like an endless struggle. And speaking of which, in our discard position here, what we're discarding that as no longer useful for us is the inverted Five of Cups. Now, typically we get this card when it's a sign to accept that we've failed or that the situation is not going to get better and let go and move on. So this card, it seems kind of contradictory to get it in the, to get letting go of a failed situation and moving on in the discard position. But there's some good notes that we can take from this card, which is to consider the impact of the choices that we have made so far. The takeaway, I think, in the broader context of the reading is to let go of the mistakes that we've made up to this point, right? We can accept our mistakes without walking away from the situation. And now, check me out. I'm really good with the segues here. Our spiritual exercise this week down here in this position. The Justice card, typically, it signifies justice. Like I said, no shit. It's justice. It's the Justice card. That's what it does. For our purposes, based on what we've been getting overall in the reading so far, I think that the justice that we're seeking is to, in a way of saying, it's against ourselves. Now, if this overall reading is landing for you, then the justice that we need to seek is not for ourselves, but against ourselves with the wronged party in whatever relationship or partnership that we're dealing with, right? We haven't been meeting others where they are. We have not been meeting them where they want to be met. So the Justice card here, it's important to, this is something that I struggle with, is it's important to not just take the blame for the sake of moving things along, right? The spiritual exercise that the Justice card represents is to accept fault where we are at fault, but not to accept fault for the sake of moving things forward, right? Because that's not justice. Maybe this lands more in the U.S., to take a plea deal where we're going to plead guilty to a bunch of shit that we didn't do, but it's going to be a reduced sentence, something that we can deal with, something we can manage, right? That's not what we're trying to do. Now, our self-care guidance is the Fool. Now, don't let the name fool you. I'm good at this. This is a card that just means endless potential. It's a great card to get. I think, anytime I've gotten this card, if you've been following Ookie Spooky Sessions for any period of time, you know, you've heard me mention this card as, I call it the fresh college undergrad. Just the bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to take on the world, that can-do spirit that we all had, didn't we? I know I did when I was, 22, 23, and I was just ready to take on the world and make my impact, however large the ripples may or may not be. But I think that this is the aspect of ourselves that we need to remember as we try to soothe and heal ourselves through what is a pretty tumultuous period. I think it's easy to say. I know that it's easy to say, very difficult to do, but we all make mistakes, and that's okay. If nobody's, I don't know, trying to put this in a really gentle way, because my all of my analogies are from when I was in the military, but it's okay to make mistakes. If no one's hurt, if no one's seriously hurt, then you can recover and you can grow from it. That's what's most important, is learning from your mistakes, which is what these cards in these positions down here, I think that's what those mean. Now, for our supplemental cards, we have some odd sort of stuff. The sixth instinct down here, may not make sense when you take it literally, but if we remember that crafting and building relationships and partnerships is in itself a really great skill, then it's pretty clear why we have an artisanal hand as necessary for the week. Our angel number down here, now 2222, it's a good reminder of what is possible versus what is preferable. I have trouble keeping in mind that it's easy, it is possible and easy, yeah, to do things alone, but it's not nearly as fulfilling as you might think. I've gone through a considerable portion of my life alone, and it's not the same. But I guess to each their own, kind of. Our true intention here, pretty straightforward. The wording itself is, I have a hostile attitude. I think this is what we're trying to overcome in the realm of mending relationships. This is what we have to overcome. Now, in the just standard cartomancy, standard 52 card deck, we have the Eight of Diamonds. This is actually more of a warning. In us, the diamonds, the suit of diamonds is generally energetic and positive. But my interpretation with us getting this, with all of these, is that while we should be putting good effort, honest, good faith effort into mending whatever situation that we're dealing with, it would be prudent to not go all in a manner of speaking, right? Not give too much of ourselves, devote too much of ourselves to rebuilding whatever issue that we're dealing with. So that's the entire card spread. The moon phase for the week is going to be waning gibbous. So what this is a time to rid ourselves of bad habits and negative thought patterns. This part of the lunar cycle is one of improved communication at large. So, I highly encourage you to go check out Patreon, and you can see how all of these come out. All right. Does it sound too good to be true? Maybe it does. I don't know. I can't say for you, but you can go see over there how I put this all together. You can see how all of these cards come out. And with the moon phase lining up, I mean, I'm not gonna say that I'm like, I don't know. I'm just, I'll just leave it at that. The moon phase aligning with this, with the reading. It's pretty sweet. But that's it. For the reading anyway, the crystal that I came up with for this one was the lapis lazuli. This is when you're doing your meditative works with these down here, this is a good one for keeping your third eye open to keep an honest perspective on what's going on, right? Because if you're incapable of admitting that you did something wrong, how do you really, you know, how are you supposed to recover from the situation, right? But there you go. That's the whole reading. Now, I can, and I do offer readings like these. If you go to lvxmedia.net, hit the Ookie Spooky button. It's on the front page. It's a crow with a logo or whatever. And you fill out the form and whatever. They're free. You don't have to give me money and I'll do it anyway. I'm not going to make you pay me for it. But I do want something that I'm starting to do is to seek mentors that can help me learn how to do this better. And one of them, that a name I trust in this is, her name is Samira. Maybe you've heard of her, maybe you haven't. If you go to psychicsamira.com, if you want to get yourself a very thorough reading that incorporates all of this stuff, all the shit that I do, man, she takes it to the next level, and she can give you a lot more depth than probably I could. So if you really want to get, you know, a more holistic view, then go check it out. I got a little discount code here that you can use. It's Leo78843. So you go to psychicsamira.com, get yourself a reading. Like, you can specify what it is that you want, right? And then when you go to check out and you go to pay for it, Leo78843. And you get yourself a little discount there. I believe it's 20%. So there you go. That is it for this reading. What else? I gave you the fucking Patreon shit. I do, like I mentioned, go to lvxmedia.net. We do a lot of other stuff over there. So there's more shows. If you think I was entertaining or whatever, then you'll find plenty of me over there being entertaining and informative. But yeah, that's it. I will see you next week. If you want to see how... I'm telling you. If all of this seems like it's too convenient the way that it lines up, LVX Media Net over on Patreon. You can see it for yourself. All right, so I'll see you next week. Same Mookie time, same spooky place. Peace.